Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Truth Thursday. Been a few weeks. Glad to be back. Will be, I said, will be morning shows, and I'm sticking to it. We'll pop of those. And every Sunday, shows at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So finally, on Sunday, we will continue to talk with Cousin Linda, co-host Cousin Linda, regarding the importance of Black history. Today, we will discuss, focus on hot topics, so many hot topics, and oh my goodness, so many great things are happening. We have lost some amazing people. Let me backtrack. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Big shout out to longtime supporters and new listeners. Also, premiering a new broadcast, a new podcast on Spotify. And you can also check it out on iHeartRadio and some of your other favorite music platforms that you listen to your favorite music and your favorite podcast. But Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Exclusive is the name of the new over on Spotify. But thank you so much for your support. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, thank you for your support. Since March 2011, Entertainment Lifestyle Show, meaning we talk about a variety of subjects, but the focus, the mission is, you know, to come out better than we come in, you know, to not gossip, but discuss the truth and the facts, and also share our thoughts and our opinions, and the same for our guests and callers. As long as everything is done in a respectful manner, everything is all cool right here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report. That was my dear friend Resmi, who I'm still using his fabulous music as intro and outro. There are other songs that I have I will showcase. Also, DC White sent me an awesome song on yesterday that I will be adding also to the playlist. And hopefully he will come on the show. We support one another. We both worked at this same radio station before at different times, WMPR 90.1. Big shout out to Wanda Evers, the daughter of the late awesome Honorable Charles Evers, and the staff and the awesome radio personalities and underwriters over there at WMPR, right, community radio at that, right here in Jackson, Mississippi. But you can tune in internationally, 100,000 watts. You know, rarely you find a community radio station that's 100,000 watts. But again, thank you for tuning in. We lost, oh my goodness, with Jerry Springer, Lynn Littman. Oh my goodness, my mind is just out of it. Harry Belafonte. We have, I always always heard an old saying that that we lose people in threes. But we have lost so many celebrities, and then friends and family people. Big shout out to my class, Callaway High, class of 85, 86 here in Jackson, Mississippi, North Jackson. Brenda Cheek's funeral will be on Saturday. So I didn't know until this morning when I seen a post in our Facebook group. And she was a fun classmate. And whenever I would bump into her, it's been a while since I bumped into her, honestly. But I think she enjoyed being my friend and classmate, and I enjoyed her. But sending condolences to her family and friends and my fellow Callaway Chargers classmates. So let's take care of one another. Let's take care of self-care, not being selfish. Let's take care of ourselves, and let's take care of one another. I don't know if Cousin Linda, she just called my phone. Okay, she's on now. I had scheduled the show for, I was going to schedule for 4 o'clock, and we were in a meeting, so I must shout out. I just got out this two awesome Zoom meeting with No Label. You guys know I'm a long-time member of No Label, so we had this awesome, had an awesome meeting with our outreach director for the state of Mississippi, and then we had another meeting with the our problem solvers, a couple of our problem solvers. And so it ran over a little bit. So I had sent Cousin Linda a message. I quit 4:30. Tired of changing when we have so much to talk about. But Cousin Linda's home. And so we're pretty much talking true third, Cousin Linda.
Okay.
Long time no talk. There are so many things to talk about. I named three celebrities that we've lost. Many more have passed. Harry Belafonte, Lynn Good, Jerry Springer, I'm missing a couple others. I'm just baffled at all. Our parents always said they go in threes, but like it's going in more than threes. And I lost a classmate too. Funeral on Saturday. We can talk about a lot of good things are happening in the NFL draft, and it's spring. But with spring, we deal with the weather. Are you on, Cousin Liz?
Oh yes, I'm.
My apologies.
Hey, Cousin, definitely. I didn't.
I was trying to check. I was trying to check your sound and accidentally disconnected.
Yeah,
my
I noticed I got disconnected. That's okay. I thought you were just talking to the audience about various things. I didn't know you wanted me to respond.
A lot of death. One of my classmates is going to bury his wife tomorrow. They had been married 45 years, and, I mean, he is really, really, really broken up. So, yeah, a lot of sad news. But there are some good things. Like you said, the NFL draft is coming up. It's springtime with bad weather, unfortunately. But today in my area, it's kind of nice. We have a little sunshine. No rain, no storms. Had that yesterday.
Uh-huh. And then we received your weather last night and overnight and into the morning. The sun is out now. Yes.
Yeah. My mother always said that the bad weather in Jackson always came from Dallas. It might come from Texas, but it didn't always come from Dallas. still there, Bethany?
Yes, I'm here, Cousin Linda.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know. Okay, maybe the mute thing is going in and out. No, I was just talking about the weather.
Yes, and you said that that Aunt Helen, your mother, would say that it would come from Dallas. And Mom and I used to say, and I still say the same thing too. When I had seen the weather in Dallas and Waco area, I knew we would get it, regardless of what the weather people say. I know it's coming down at 20.
Yep. Well, I guess
and cross the Mississippi Bridge. And cross the Mississippi Bridge.
Right.
And you need to tell Aunt Helen, it might come from, excuse me?
Oh, she used to always say, you know, that the bad weather came from over here in Dallas. And I said, well, that might be coming from Texas, but not necessarily Dallas. No, we always get y'all's bad weather. And I guess we get it from California.
I guess.
Yeah. But it seems it seems like we are getting more and more storms. You know, California has been getting all that rain and snow.
Oh, my God.
When they had this drought, yeah. And then we seem to be getting a lot more tornadoes. I know we are in the tornado belt, but it seems like they are more frequently and a little more dangerous, you know, do more destruction.
Yes. Yes, this is tornado season, but it is crazy.
I'm in agreement with the people who say that it's caused by climate change or global warming or something. And then there are the people who just adamantly deny that. They don't think it's climate change.
Well, I believe it's climate change also.
Yeah, it's some kind of change because I know we have more dwellings. You know, we don't have the land that we used to have. And I think that really has some kind of effect on the weather. Because when I moved to the area where I live, it was pretty much kind of rural. I would see, I don't want to call them ranches. They didn't look to me to be big enough to be a ranch, but it was certainly a lot of land up here for cattle and horses.
Mm-hmm.
And there were very few commercial dwellings or commercial buildings, and it was very peaceful. I could actually see at night from my apartment over to DFW Airport. That's just how few buildings.
Oh, beautiful.
It was.
And now you can't see it.
Know?
Now you can't see it.
I mean, you could see the stars in the sky at night. I don't see that anymore. But there are so many commercial buildings, you know, like service stations and convenience stores, strip shopping centers on every corner of every intersection, more and more and more apartments. And it just seems like there is just very little land left. You know, you've got a lot of concrete and asphalt. And to me, that has got to have some kind of effect on climate. And
then people are complaining because wild animals are looking for food. Where's the forest?
We've taken their habitats because there used to be some coyotes roaming around. And I think they pretty much just gotten rid of any kind of wildlife. Thank goodness we don't have coyotes, but, you know, they were here before we were. And I forget how long ago it was, but there was this beautiful land, I guess maybe about 2 miles down the street from me, that was an egret habitat.
And a lot of people in Carrollton fought to save that land, and they didn't want to see the wildlife leave, but now it got ignored, and the politicians got what they wanted. And they put up a very nice...
But get the green farmers. They want the green money.
Yeah.
Come on, going green.
It's all about greenbacks. So I don't know. I kind of like, I remember the days of growing up having nice trees and, I guess, vacant lots, for lack of a better word. But now it's how fast can we throw up some kind of commercial building? And heaven knows we have enough convenience stores. And they are convenient.
Yes.
I have to admit that. They are quite convenient, but it's also taken away some of the beauty and the pristine areas.
True.
Mm-hmm. But I guess we have to have progress.
Yes, but then at the same time, we're always talking about going green and doing this and saving the earth, you know.
Yeah, I think
right.
That's Mission Impossible now. I just don't see how we can go green. I was looking at a video online today, and they were talking about the mandate to have all electric vehicles by, 2035, I think. And they were saying that those batteries, that the batteries in the car are going to, you know, cause a lot of landfills to be polluted or whatever. So I don't know what they're going to do with the batteries. I don't guess people have thought about that. I guess they'll cross that bridge when they get to it.
Right.
But I don't think that they should just force everybody to have an electronic vehicle. I mean, we need options, and we ought to be allowed to have preferences. Personally, I don't want an electric vehicle until I would know that there are quite a few charging stations. Like, I've only seen one since I've been in Dallas, and it's actually in Plano. It's not far from where I live, but it's at a on the parking lot of a movie theater in Plano.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and they were saying, that, you know, you can get a charging station at your house. Well, that's costly. And if it breaks, who's going to come fix it? And what about those
right.
who don't live in houses? You know, you have people in multi-family or multi-unit housing.
Uh-huh.
And I guess maybe they're going to put charging stations at the multi-family complexes. I don't know.
Right. I that's what I believe they will. That's what they're going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like back in the day, you know, back in the day, I can't believe it, when we used to pump, they need to have charging stations. Wow.
So what, back in the day, what, your phone cut out?
No, back in the day, you know, when you had to, you know, places where you put air in your tire and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess charging stations, or in the near future, charging stations will be as common as those air stations that we used to see back in the day, stations and car washes.
Well, it would seem to me that they would have that first before they start putting all these vehicles out there. Now,
true.
I can go along with hybrids because, when you know, in the hybrid, when you're not using the battery, you do have the option to use gasoline. But just totally an electric vehicle, like I said, I've only seen one charging station. And, I mean, how much does it cost? Are they free, or do you have to, what? I don't know how do you operate them.
Right. Are those the Teslas? That's how Teslas operate, right?
Yeah, they're batteries.
Yeah, because I have a couple friends that have Teslas, not in Jackson, but friends that online that have Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one friend, he's a Ricky, you know, practitioners. And he and his wife, I think he often mentioned that he needed to take it to the Tesla dealership, you know, for the upkeep. So,
you
know, well, how close is it to those that own them too? How convenient is it to get?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few Teslas over here, and I hear that they're pretty much maintenance-free, that you don't have to take them in for service often. But I've never seen a Tesla dealership. As many Teslas as I see, I mean, they're quite common here. But I don't think I've seen a Tesla dealership. Now, I mean, that's not saying anything because I don't drive out of my area very often.
But whoever's licensed to service them, whatever, because I'm sure where there's not a dealership, that's another thing. Businesses have to get licensed to service those cars. They had to get the training.
You
make a good point.
That would be kind of costly.
I think of the charging stations and the businesses that would need to service them. Think about that.
And you're right.
But they think about the test market first and getting them out there.
Yeah, it just seems to me that it was like they used to say, the cart pulling the horse.
You read my mind.
It doesn't seem like this was thought through before they decided, well, we're going to force people to switch over to all electric vehicles. Now, like I said, 2035, I guess that's a pretty good way
out. Elon
Musk
and Pierce, I hope y'all listening. Elon and Piers are listening. Right.
Yeah.
Did y'all think
about it? But time passes so quickly, you know, before you know it, it'll be 2035. It's not that long away. I mean, we're not talking 35 or 40 years from now.
Right. Exactly. By the grace of God, you might still be here. That's not far. You're right.
I hope.
You're right. We'll still be alive. Exactly.
By then, living
like the Jetsons.
I guess we're on the same wavelength, because I was going to say, I hope there'll be self-driving vehicles, or you won't actually need to own a vehicle, because that was always my dream too. Have cities that really have public transportation like they do in a lot of European cities, or like here, I guess, in New York or Washington, D.C. or something. It would just be so nice to be able to just walk every block and there is a station, you know, light rail or a subway or something. And Dallas calls itself having mass transit, but in my opinion, the DART stations are few and far between. You have to drive to them, or either you have to take the bus to get to one. And that's inconvenient to me. Now, you know, there are a few people who live within walking distance. But up here where I am, you've got to drive to a station or take the bus. Because I remember when they first got DART light rail in this area,
I love DART. A big shout out to DART. I love the light rail. Oh my God, I love it.
Well, when they first got the service in the Carrollton area, DART sent out free passes so you can get used to riding them. And I was like, well, I don't know where the station is. So when I contacted DART, and they were like, well, we'll send bus passes, and you can take a bus to the DART station, you know, if you don't have any way to drive. And I'm like, no, I thought I'd be able to walk to a DART station. Now, they've torn up Midway Road, and I guess DART is supposed to go up and down Midway Road. And I think they're going to do the same thing to Marsh Lane. But right now, it just wouldn't be a good thing for me to talk about taking the DART train. I mean, while I'm driving to the DART station, I might as well drive to where I'm going. So I don't know. It's not really mass transit to me.
Right. Because I know Dallas used to be big about the park and ride. But I see what you're saying. They talk about the park and ride, but look how far I have to drive to the station.
Yes,
to
get
ride
to the park. Mhm.
Right.
And I don't like
that part.
I wouldn't want to leave my vehicle there. One while they had a lot of break-ins and a lot of vandalism at the park places where you would leave your vehicle to take the DART trains. And,
right.
They're not enclosed. I've never seen, I'm not going to say they don't have security, but I've never seen any security at the dark places. Because when I'm going to a particular job, to sub, I have to pass by
uh-huh.
the dark station. And it's just wide open. And like I said, I don't see any security there. I'm not going to, maybe it's undercover security. And there's
right.
no fencing around it, you don't, okay, it's just like a public parking lot is what I'm
right.
saying. You don't have to have a pass to get there. And it's one, I guess it's not too far from me in Louisville. Same thing, because I used to go up there when,
mm-hmm.
You remember when we were taking our COVID shots? Well, they would pick
yes.
us up at the DART station in Louisville. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, it was into my vehicle while I was there because we take the shuttle over to Fort Worth for the COVID vaccines. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems so inconvenient to me. Like when I was in Montreal, Canada, or in Paris,
yes.
Just every few steps there's a subway station. Or in London, there's a tube station.
Ooh. And I was watching a video of one in Japan. Oh, my God. It's just so awful. I need to Google it, and we talk about these transit systems around the world. But you have experienced the ones in the other countries, in Paris and in London. So we
mm-hmm.
need to up our game up, because I believe Dallas have, considered like one of the best light rail transit systems in the country.
It's pitiful. No.
I'm just saying it says a lot, but I agree with you. So someone that's a fan of DART, but I agree with you. I've noticed those parking lots are wide open. I love Mockingbird Station, but as exclusive as it is, the cars are out there. The vehicles, the parking lot. the shopping center
mm-hmm.
area.
mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I think there's a few downtown. I think there's a few downtown that are closed in, but then there's the cost. You probably have to pay a pretty penny to park your vehicles in those areas.
Yeah, I got hired by a company in downtown Dallas. And when I started, it was remote because of COVID. And then my supervisor told me that once everything was cleared up with COVID, we were going to be working in the office. And I
uh-huh.
really did not want to work downtown. But this company contacted me. It's like they saw my resume
right.
on Indeed.com. So anyway,
uh-huh.
When I was asking about, how would I get to downtown, I said, because driving is just out of the question. So he was telling me about the different parking lots and what they charge downtown to get to the building where
mm-hmm.
I would be working. And, of course, the
right.
further you are away from where you're going to work, the least expensive the parking is. The closer you park to where this building is located, the more expensive the parking is. And I was thinking, I've been working in a lot of places where you have parking garages. You don't have to worry about hail and storms and stuff because your car is in a covered garage. And I'm thinking, okay,
uh-huh.
I got to get way down there to downtown Dallas, and my car is going to be sitting out on some parking lot somewhere. And I was like,
right.
I don't want to be walking in this Texas heat going back and forth to my car.
And then your paycheck gets eaten up by the fee.
Yes, yes. And then I was thinking, in rainy weather and sleety weather and all this kind of stuff. And then that's going to be part of my paycheck. Parking. parking.
Right.
And I was accustomed to, you know, parking free. And because I've never worked at downtown Dallas. I've always been able to get a job working somewhere else. And
right.
I just got to thinking, this ain't sounding too good. But since they hired me, and, you know, I'll start out doing it. But thank God the training was so horrible. The trainer, it was remote training. And the woman in Kansas City who was conducting the training was so rude and hateful. And I was like, it ain't worth it to me. So I called my supervisor and told him that I quit. And he was very hurt and very disappointed, you know. But I was like, no, I'm not going to be subjected to that kind of condescending talk to me. And and I just quit. I think I put up with them for about 2 weeks. And I was like, and they have to go
right.
Downtown.
No can do.
Yeah, because you know it sounded good when he told me the pay was $17.29 an hour. That might be good if I didn't have to do parking or whatever. But I was like, okay, then there's going to be taxes taken out, wear and tear on my car going downtown back and forth to Dallas because I don't live anywhere near downtown Dallas. And parking, I figured I'd be,
Continue.
Oh, I was just going to say, I figured I'd be making about $10 an hour if I was lucky, maybe $9.50.
Right.
Because, you know, insurance would have to come out and just, no, it wasn't worth it.
It would be like you were working for free after you paid that parking.
Uh-huh.
And then, like you were saying, then you have to deal with certain people with certain attitudes. It's different if you're in an environment that you enjoy.
And then, like I said, you know, because he was telling me that I could take the DART train. And I was like, well, I got to get to the DART station. And then I'd still be out in the elements, you know, walking to the building and stuff. And I just hadn't done that.
Right. And I always thought Mr. Jackson should partner with Dallas to upgrade. They're working on upgrading the system, but they should try to partner with Dallas to get a light rail. Our former mayor, Tony Yarber, he was trying to get a light rail, but not for the city. But for to connect rural cities with Jackson,
that would have been a
rural
good idea.
Cities.
I think he was trying to connect.
Exactly, I think he's trying to connect like Madison and Jackson, like a light rail, you know, to connect the city.
Because we had so many people who used to come in from Rankin County. You know, you had a lot of people who used to live in Pearl and Brandon, and as far away as Vicksburg. Canton, so that would have been a really good idea to see, the, you know, all that into downtown Jackson, because that's where most people in Jackson used to work was downtown.
And you know what? And people still do. You should see Jackson in the morning, and they're doing the peak hours and evening. People come into Jackson and they leave Jackson, north and south. People still work in Jackson. They work in downtown. They might live in the city limits, but they work in the city limits. And you should see 55 and Lakeland and 80. Damn, that stack over there by the Coliseum. Oh my God.
Yeah, well, that would have been very, but. I don't want to get into what's going on in Jackson. It looks like every time I'm on YouTube or some national TV news show, there's something horrible about Jackson, Mississippi.
I know. We want to share good news. But, you know, the garbage crisis is over at least for a year, for another year. So hopefully they take care of that soon.
Yeah.
But the water crisis, the crime crisis, which is going on all across America, that's still going on.
Yeah, I know. I'm
aware of quite a few things that go on in Jackson.
I know, I learned some things from you. I learned a lot of things from you. I'm like, wait a second, what?
Yeah, I'm a news junkie, so I'm always online reading news, and WAPT, I get their information. They send me emails all the time with news updates, and then just sometimes I'm not even searching for stuff on Jackson, and it just pops up. I guess you
right.
know,
and that's how I am with that. And that's how I am. So I'm like, where is that? Let me tag one in this. What is going on? But you mentioned travel, so you enjoy those rail systems and the transit in the other countries. So we must shout out top cities.
I did use them that often, but the fact that they were there, because they're also walkable cities. And you
right.
can pretty much walk to a lot of the tourist attractions, or, you can hail a taxi, and it's not like you're going all over town or whatever. But they're walkable cities. And that was something else that I didn't like about Dallas. Dallas is not a walkable city. It's better now. It has improved since I moved here. But
right.
I was surprised. Because when I first moved here, it was not pedestrian friendly either. People see you out there on the street and they try to run over you.
Well,
so,
yeah, my sister was run over in Dallas. She still her back still bother.
I remember her telling me that. At least there are a lot of sidewalks in Dallas, but even when the lights change to show that the pedestrian can cross, those lights don't hold very long.
Yeah,
and, but
right.
They have those medians, whereas if you can't make the light, you can stand on the median, but it just hope nobody flies on the curb and runs over you that way. But I
right.
was very
one thing you all want. One thing you all warned me about was jaywalking, and to this day, I make sure when I do walk in Dallas, that I do not jaywalk, and I even don't jaywalk here in Jackson. I'm not going to up and cross.
I'm surprised they had to warn me about jaywalking, too, when I moved here, because you actually get ticketed for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm, which I think is ridiculous.
Right. And the first time I jaywalk would be the time, excuse me, ma'am. Like, what?
Yeah, and you want to say, well, why aren't you out there arresting criminals?
Exactly.
Because
Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
I was going to say Dallas has a high crime rate, even though they keep saying the crime rate has dropped, but the murder rate has increased.
Hey, people, I feel safer in Dallas than here. But I've seen a report that the crime has gone up a little bit in Dallas. You said it's still high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel much safer over here than I would in Jackson. But because once upon a time, Carrollton didn't really have a lot of crime. But we have our little crazy folk, too.
Mm.
And the problem
yes,
and now
I always
is...
thought of care. I was out of Carrollton being so people.
It was. Like I said, when I first moved up here, it was like living in the country. Even the apartment complex that I live in now, it hadn't even been built when I moved up this way. It was rural, and I'm serious. There were horses and cows everywhere. I can't call them ranches or farms. I guess it was just places for people
right.
who had livestock. They had land
right.
where they could let them graze. And
right.
that was one of the things that drew me up here, because I didn't think I'd like living in a serene environment like that. But one of my coworkers, because I was ready to move out of Northeast Dallas, which crime was getting bad down there, And right. One of my coworkers told me to move to Carrollton, and I was like, I don't want to go way up there. Mm-mm, no. And I drove up here one Saturday morning, and I just fell in love with it. It was so peaceful. And it stayed that way for about 9 or 10 years, and then development started, and that's what happened.
Exactly. And that's what I loved about Sherman, 70 miles north of Dallas. When I lived there, so peaceful. But they have, since I've been there, they have really developed and brought new businesses to Sherman. And because that's like a retirement family town. People retire from Dallas to Sherman. But now I think it's like a mini Dallas. Since I've been away just
well,
in 2016, it has really built up in Texoma. So I can't wait.
Well, the company.
Oh, where you've been?
The company. The company. Yeah, one time. The company that I worked for that I got terminated from, and were not really terminated, but when COVID came through, they let my whole department go. In fact, they let everybody go that was in what they call marketing. They just shut all of us out because of COVID.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I love those pictures you used to post.
Yeah, well, a lot of those people lived in Sherman and used to drive down to Dallas, which was a long way to me because I had no idea how far Sherman was. They used to just say, well, this is right up 75. And, well, you know, from being over here, they'll tell you something is down the street, and they don't tell you it's 25 miles down the street. And
it's
these
70
people,
miles.
Would, you know, they were commuting from Dallas to Sherman every day, and to my knowledge, they were always on time. So I'm thinking Sherman is just right up the highway, and then I didn't find out how far it was until we took that little casino shuttle up to Choctaw. And I was like, Sherman is close to Dallas? In my opinion, Sherman is not close to Oklahoma. I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to ask you. You said
It was a 30-minute drive from my apartment to Durant.
You must have been mighty close to Durant because it seemed like forever to me. I didn't think we were going to ever get this term. Oklahoma.
Exactly what you're talking about. Once you cross that river, it's like it's going to take you forever to get to Choctaw. Once you get to Red River, like the Mississippi River Bridge, you get to Red River, those of you that wonder what we're talking about. Once you get to cross the river, it's like, okay, when will we get there?
Yeah, because I kept wondering now, when do we get, we hadn't even gotten to Oklahoma, let alone to Durant or wherever the casino is.
Yes.
I was like, they don't have to worry about me. I keep getting emails from Choctaw talking about don't let your whatever, y'all can forget it. I ain't coming. No.
Whenever I get there, we're going to Choctaw. We're going to my old stomping ground and going to Sherman.
Oh, my God. Really?
I would like to go to Windstar.
Well, now, Windstar is just right up the highway, and that sounds close, but it takes about an hour to get, and sometimes you can get there in like 45 minutes. It's like driving around in Dallas.
I used to think it was far. I used to think, oh, my God, Windstar is far.
No, it's like going from where I live to maybe Oak Cliff. It's not really far. You just get on I-35 and go straight on up there. And that's what I thought was going to happen going to Choctaw.
Well, see, I used to ride the rail from Sherman to school. And then they had a big dispute with the shuttle system from Sherman that would take us to Parker Station, Plano, to a Parker Station, Parker Road. I guess you know that. They have a wide open parking lot too, so I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a nice area, nice businesses, but when criminals see a parking lot, they don't care what neighborhood they're in. That's exactly what they. But to ride to school, that's why I had to stop going to school. But I was planning on getting my apartment in Dallas, so I got my apartment in Sherman. But I'm glad I did get that experience of living in a beautiful area like that. But you're right. But they didn't have crime then, and they probably have. Well, I won't say they didn't have violent crime. They had like burglaries and breaking like that. But the only homicide that I experienced was a man snapped on his family, killed himself, killed his wife, killed a couple of kids. You know, but like just crazy homicides. And since I left, I've seen a couple of homicides that happened. But that's sad that you try to progress and then the crime comes. That's sad.
Exactly.
When
it
you try
is
to grow, like, because obviously the keratin has just been. Oh, I always thought, oh, cousin Linda got the best, have the best of both worlds. You know, living in the serene area and able to go to the. One thing I love about the Dallas and surrounding cities, everything's close to you anyway. You just specifically want to go somewhere.
Yes, because I can walk to so many places. Walmart. I'm right at. And I don't frequent these places because I'm not a big fast food person. But I mean, there's Burger King, Popeyes.
That's why you look so sexy. That's why you look so sexy. That's a fitness tip right there. Don't eat.
Yeah, thanks, cousin Beth. And then right in my mouth was Krispy Kreme donuts. And I like Krispy Kreme donuts, but I didn't go there, I think, maybe twice. I think they stayed in business maybe 5 or 6 years, and I think I went there twice. And I bought donuts for the people in the leasing office. There was a young man that used to be the apartment manager who was just so sweet. And the maintenance guys, there were two maintenance guys here who were just super-duper sweet. And for Valentine's Day one year, I went over to Krispy Kreme Donuts to get them some donuts. And they happened to have, you know how you buy a dozen and you get a dozen free? And that's what happened that day. And I don't think I went to Krispy Kreme. I know that one time, but I'm trying to think. I might have gone there another time. I don't know. But, yeah, they went out of business. Yeah, and then 7-Eleven and Racetrack, which is a convenience store, gasoline station. You know, all this stuff is in walking distance. Walmart is in walking distance.
Right.
99-cent store. It's just so many things, you know. If you don't want to drive, you do have the option to walk to it. And that's pretty much everywhere in Dallas.
Right. And when I was in Sherman, in all of those places, Walmart was walking distance. Was it Aldi's? I love that grocery store.
Aldi's.
I wish we had one here.
Aldi's? Oh, I don't like Aldi's.
It was self-serve. I like
Aldi's. I don't like them. They're in real close proximity, too, because they are next door to the 99-cent store and 7-Eleven, all that's right there together, and a couple of restaurants in that little strip shopping center. My dentist's office is in that strip shopping center. It's just so much stuff.
I need to see a dentist too. I have a dentist over there too, but I need to get some dental work done. I might need to come see your dentist.
I haven't been. I used to go every 6 months, but I kind of slacked up on that. You know, getting my routine cleanings and stuff.
Right.
But the dentist is
don't
right
slack
there.
Up.
Ain't that the truth? But everything's convenient, very, 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 very convenient. And there was some land down the street on Frankfurt Road, which is one block south of me. I don't know what they're building, but that was kind of like the last little plot of land that was left. And it's next door to
went from rural to now more land.
Yeah, and. I don't know what it's going to be because it's right there at a Quick Pick. And I saw where Mississippi is getting their first Quick Pick. Not Quick Pick.
Yes,
Quick
in Clinton,
Trip.
Mississippi.
Quick Trip in Clinton.
Yeah, in Clinton, Mississippi.
I like Quick Trip. Their personnel are always so friendly. I think they trained them to be friendly. Because so many convenience stores over here, the personnel are not friendly. They act like you're doing them a favor when you come in, you know, and pay for gas or if you make a purchase or whatever. They're not friendly at all. But I can always say when you go to Quick Trip, you know you're going to get some good service.
Oh, that is awesome. Cool. I posted something yesterday about attitude. And I stressed out how Tommy always talked to me about attitude. You know, that's the secret to success, attitude. I thought you always taught me about attitude, though. So I thought I knew.
Mm-hmm. Customers may not. They may not have.
But that's something. I'm listening.
I was just going to say that customers may not have any intention of making a purchase, but if you are nice and friendly and sweet, they'll probably buy something just because you were nice to them. I know I've done that. I had no intentions of making a purchase, but because somebody was nice to me, I'm like, well, if they've taken the time and the effort to be nice, so I'm going to go ahead and make a purchase.
Right. And one of my friends in law enforcement, he told me that he would go in one convenience store and the owner would be so mean to him. And the owner was, I don't want to put race in it, was the same race as him. And he was so mean. And he was an officer dressed in uniform on duty. And then he said he would go to the other gas station convenience store across the street, which was a non-black owner, and they would just treat him, but they treated all their customers that way. But they would treat him nice. And he said even if he was just on his beat going in there to use the restroom, he said he would do like you. He would buy something from there. But the place that the guy treated him mean, that he was protecting and serving, he didn't patronize.
Yeah.
So you mentioned travel, and we talked about travel privately. It's almost time for us to conclude the show. Substituting tomorrow? Will you be able to
no.
be a part
of the show tomorrow?
Do you want to do evening like today?
I prefer afternoons, but whatever is convenient for you, it's your show.
Okay.
I mean,
we can do afternoon. What afternoon time would you like to do it? Like 2?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, good.
Two o'clock. The rifleman comes on at 2 o'clock. I watched The Rifleman from 2 to 3. I've seen all of the episodes 100 times, but I'm still hooked.
Even when I'm working on things, you won't believe who I like to watch. If it's not the talk shows, I prefer Walker, Texas Ranger. I'm watching Chuck Norris and looking at the landmarks of Dallas, looking at Dallas.
Oh, goodness.
Get TV, I think. What channel do you watch?
Well, I watch MeTV, FETV. I just discovered another one, GAFTV. I be flipping channels so nothing's on. And I be all these channels that I didn't know I had. And I spent a lot. I'm watching old TV shows because they're clean. I don't have to listen to profanity. I don't have to look at nudity. And I just prefer that. And like I said, even though I've seen all episodes of The Rifleman, I still have to watch them. And then I just recently discovered, I was flipping channels one day, and they were talking about Hawaii 5-0 comes on at 11 o'clock Central Time on Fridays.
Right.
And it's 5 back-to-back episodes. And I was like, oh, yes.
Right.
So I hate to, you know, take a sub assignment on Fridays because that means I'll miss Hawaii 5-0.
I caught myself watching Magnum P.I. Magnum P.I., Kojak.
I didn't know.
And Kojak comes on Get TV. Kojak.
On what?
Yeah. On Get TV.
I was thinking about all these TV shows that I wish still came on. I probably just don't
right.
have those channels. Because like I said, and I,
right.
I oh, and I've been watching Murder, She Wrote. That I just had
oh.
to be flipping to one day, yeah, and there was Angela Lansbury and Murder, She Wrote, and I've really been enjoying it.
You know what
but
show
yeah,
I have found enjoyment in? Ironside, the man, the paraplegic.
Well, now I watch Perry Mason. Yeah, now I watch a lot. I watch Perry Mason morning, afternoon, and at night. But I was saying, I wonder why Ironside doesn't come on. Why they don't show Ironside? I didn't know it came on. But like I said, I guess I just don't have the same.
It comes on before Texas Ranger.
Okay, what network?
Look for Get TV, because I get Get TV mixed up with MeTV, because they have similar programming.
Is it G-I-T, Get?
Yes.
Okay, because I remember Aunt Mildred was saying something about Get TV, and I went, I don't
yes.
think I have that, so I didn't know what she was saying. Okay, G-I-T, I'll go to On Demand and see if I have it.
Right. I'll try to send you the link also. But you
okay.
to my channel, I love that Africa channel that you
oh, I love Africa channel. I actually
yes.
discovered it one day, and I just love it. And what I
yes,
like about
I like
their
that.
Soap operas, you don't have to wait from day to day to day for their soap operas. They, they'll show about 9 or 10 episodes back to back. So you know how it's going to be or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I like that.
Right. So tomorrow, what do we mm-hmm. want to discuss? Travel, since we were talking about travel? you want to discuss travel tomorrow?
We can. I haven't been anywhere, and I can't tell when. And Laverne and I were going to go to New York. I don't know why we can't go to New York. Because the first time
look,
we had to
look, I'm going to go to New York with you all. Mom, that, you know what? That's a place Mom and I used to talk about. We always wanted to go to New York.
Well, I never wanted to go. Somebody else always wants to go. So, anyway, we had to cancel due to COVID, and we were going to go.
When you
want to
go, look, when you want to go, that's when you all will go, because wherever you want to go, you go.
Well, that's true. I don't like to travel by myself anymore, but and I'm going to say this and get on off the phone, because you said you had to go. But we were going to go to New York this summer in August, but what happened was she, you know, we had to file our income tax, and she owes the IRS $6,000 this year in addition to the $5,000 that she's paying off. And so she said she wasn't going, and I said, okay, no problem. Because like I said, I don't like to travel by myself anymore. It's not something I want to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'll
right.
find somewhere to go and something. Maybe when you come over here, maybe you said we can go to Choctaw.
Yes. Yeah. And for my birthday, look, I'm thinking we since we were talking about parking, we were talking about Ubering. We definitely need to Uber with their expensive parking because New Surrey already going to be enough.
You ain't never lied. Well, no. Okay, cousin, I'll go ahead and let you end the show. Good talking to you, and bye to
yeah,
all
we'll talk
listeners.
About travel and food. Look, you probably hear my sister's
okay.
birds. If you out here, if it sounds like I'm in a jungle, my sister two parakeets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say I'll call in tomorrow at 4:00.
And Sunday, we continue our discussion, finally, regarding the importance of Black history.
Black history. Have you been seeing my post on Facebook with the Black history stuff I've been posting on there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess we can talk about that.
And also,
well,
I want to know your thoughts regarding Don Lemon. Oh, my God. That's one reason he was terminated, because speaking up about, you know, civil rights movement.
No, he was let go because he said Nikki Haley was not in her prime.
That's what I thought. And then they're coming. Oh, I see what you're saying. They're doing damage control. Because that's what I thought.
What?
He was really terminated by saying she wasn't in her prime. And then I start seeing posts that, oh, it's because he spoke out about the civil rights movement. But I'm like, he talked like that often about the civil rights movement. And how often do he debate with his guests? He debate with guests like that all the time. So, So, yeah. And then, you know, yeah. And then, so we'll talk fun stuff tomorrow. Right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, cuz. All right. Talk. Time for the news.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So much. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Email me at Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Let me repeat that. KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Let me repeat it again.